Hello and welcome to Classic Folk on 2NU RFM. I'm Jane Klein.
And I'm Phil Bates. Lovely to have your company. This week we're going back to the sea, which is always a great topic for a program on folk music. Lots and lots of great songs about the sea, old songs, new songs, even an instrumental or two about the sea. So let's kick things off, Jane.
Emily Davis will start the ball rolling, and it's a song about you, me and the Velvet Sea. And yes, you can't do much better than that, can you?
I can remember the night I surrendered, where we were lying right there in the dark. Shine like the sun, you shine like the sun. Running for cover, followed each other, riding bareback through a hurricane. I know who you are, I know who you are. My heart is on fire, I'd be a liar if I said it burned for any other than you. We built a temple, we build an empire. I'd raise an army if you would let me. You know I'll catch you here if you fall. You don't have to worry, you don't have to worry.
Emily Davis and You, Me and the Velvet Sea. I don't swim in the sea very often, but a couple of times in summer when I've been swimming in the ocean baths, the water does sometimes feel like velvet. It's just beautifully soft and yeah, I'll go with that. Classic Folk on 2NU RFM.
Songs about from the sea. And the next one is a great shanty type song. It's from Tom Lewis, who sings with a group of Poles.
As you do.
Poles apart, they call themselves. And there's a ukulele featuring in this too, which I think must have been.
Let's play it anyway.
An instrument that was very popular with sailors on long voyages. Small, easy to pack, and very effective. if you play it well, after all. So here's Tom Lewis and The Wreck of the Nancy Lee.
I'll tell you the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea, and the bravest man was Captain Brown. 'Cause he played his ukulele as the ship went down. All the crew was in despair. Some rushed here and some rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down. Well, the captain said to Seaman Jones, you best put on your working clothes while you stand and spray your hose. I can play me ukulele as the ship goes down. All the crew was in despair. Some rushed here and some rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down. Owners signaled to the crew, saying, do the best that you can do. We're only insured for half a crown. We'll be out of pocket if the ship goes down. All the crew was in despair. Some rushed here and some rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down. Captain's wife was on board ship, and he was very glad of it, but she could swim and she might not drown. So we tied her to the anchor as the ship went down. All the crew was in despair. Some rushed here and some rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down. The crow's nest fell and it killed the crow. The starboard watch was 2 hours slow, but the captain sang Fallodio-do. And he played his ukulele as the ship went down. All the crew was in despair. Some rushed here and some rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down.
2, 3, 4.
Tom Lewis and the Massed Ukuleles from a CD called Poles Apart. Tom Lewis singing there with a group of Polish people that he always sings with. The Wreck of the Nancy Lee. And you heard it on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
Not all sea voyages are undertaken voluntarily. And certainly the UK, when they wanted to get rid of some of their, what they considered criminals, and transport them to either America or to Australia after America refused to take them, went independent, they weren't always happy to go, and the people who stayed behind weren't always happy with the situation either. Still I span now, and a song called Gone to America.
See him.
Just Eli Spann and that tale of separation and no doubt woe. Gone to America as we're thinking of reasons to tackle the sea or and voyages to a new RFM's classic folk.
And as you mentioned, Jane, some voyages are not voluntary. And indeed, that's the case with our armed forces. And this is a song written by Graham Miles about British squaddies who were travelling after the war over to Germany to occupy Germany until the agreements were made after the war. It's called The Shores of Old Blighty, and Bob Fox and Stu Luckley are going to sing it next.
We're 200 squaddies, all barely but manned, and all with numbers instead of our names. Oh, how I wish I could come home again. And each one is thinking the same. The shores of old Blighty were leaving behind. The dim lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay? Life on a serviceman's pay. Conscripts all asleep down below, till the sergeant he wakes us at dawn, when the lowlands of Holland by the rising sun show. Then it's down on the quay we will fall, and the shores of old Blighty we're leaving behind. The dim lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get
to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay, Sergeant? Life on a serviceman's pay. The shores of old Blighty we're leaving behind. The dim lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman? Sergeant, life on a serviceman's pay.
How well that song captures the uncertainty that the squaddies must have faced going off to be part of the occupying forces in Germany, probably fairly shortly after the war.
I think, yeah.
Everything a little bit uncertain there. 2NUR FM's classic folk, Bob Fox and Stu Luckley together there and the shores of Old Blighty.
Let's go back a century or so earlier and have a look at a sea shanty, probably from a whaling ship, I think. Whalers were very active in the Pacific area because, as we know from what's happening off our shores at the moment, humpback whales particularly were very, very prevalent in this area. And I picked up this CD in New Zealand. It's by a group of blokes called the Maritime Crew who get together and sing sea songs and sea shanties. They did record the Wellerman on this, but since that's the one that everybody's singing and playing these days because it's led to this huge revival of sea shanties, I'll play something different. This is called Davy Loustan, the Maritime Crew.
My name is Davy Loustan, we did sail, we did sail. My name is Davy Loustan, we did sail. Though my men and I were lost, though our very lives did cost, we did sail, we did sail, we did sail. Set down in open bay, we're set down, we're set down. Set down in open bay, we're set down. We were lost as gallant men, never more to sail again. For to sail, for to sail, for to sail. Our Captain John Bidar, he set sail, he set sail. Our Captain John Bidar, he set sail. I'll return men without fail, but he foundered in a gale and went down, and went down, and went down. Killed 10,000 seals for their fur, for their fur. We killed 10,000 seals
for their fur.
Brackish water, putrid seal, we did all of us fall ill.
For to die, for to die, for to die.
Come all you lads who sail upon the sea, sail the sea.
Come all you lads who sail upon the sea.
Though the schooner Governor Bligh took off those who did not die.
Never seal, never seal, never seal.
Me name is Davy Loudon. We did seal, we did seal.
Me name is Davy Loudon. We did seal.
Though my men and I were lost, though our very lives did cost,
we did seal, we did seal, we did seal.
Not so much about whaling as sealing. That was Davy Loudon from the maritime crew, and quite often teams were set ashore on islands to kill seals, and the ship was supposed to come back and pick them up, but got wrecked, and then the people there were shipwrecked. The maritime crew, Davy Loudon on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
Port Isaac's fishermen's friends know all about going out and fishing. They are fishermen, and they get together and sing on a regular basis in Port Isaac. The Mingalay Boat Song is a classic sea song that many have sung. Here's Fisherman's Friends.
Hail ya home, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head round into the weather. Hail ya home, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay. What care we how white the mange is? What care we for the wind and weather? Let her go, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to Mingalay.
Hail ya home, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head round into the weather. Hail ya home, boys, let her go, boys, sailing homeward to Mingalay.
Wives are waiting by the pierhead, looking seaward from the heather. All around, boys, then you'll anchor ere the sun sets on Mingalay.
Hear ya home, boys, let her go. When the sun sets, we'll return home to Mingalay.
Hear ya home, boys, let her go, boys, bring her head round into the weather. Hear ya home, boys, let her go, boys.
Hope you were all singing along there as we were in the studio. The Mingalay Boat Song from Fisherman's Friends on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
And we're perhaps taking a slight break from the sea with our next song. It's about Joan of Arc, and I suppose you could say she was up there against people who'd sailed across the sea to get to try and occupy France, take it over. It comes from the Fagans. Joan of Arc is next.
Get up and fight, go start a fire, red against the black night. Voices in my head, telling me to get up and fight, go raise an army, ride down into the night. With her steel-plated armor frame, Joan's gone to be a soldier. See her gazing at the flames, she listens to Saint Margaret say, I feel happy and I know that's fine, I feel happy and I know that's fine. Some call me Mad Joan, say I've got the devil's eyes. There's a lot of men out there don't like me, wanna cut me to their size. But voices in my head, telling me to get up and fight, go raise an army. There's a lot of women walking by your side. With her steel-plated armor frame, Joan's gone to be a soldier. See her gazing at the flames and listen to St. Joan say, I feel happy and I know that's fine. 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 She mustn't wear men's clothes. And now the Inquisition, I'm on trial for my sex, I'm on trial for my body. They try me in their fear. A cruel iron cage for the woman who became a soldier. See her gazing at the flames, she listens to Saint Catherine say, I feel passion and I know that's fine. 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 Standing at the stake, her head is thrown back. Church is burning her as a witch. She's a heretic, she deserves to die. But voices in her head, telling her to get up and fight. She raised an army, she's laughing in the firelight. With her steel-plated armor frame, Joan went to be a soldier. See her burn in flames, scream to hear St. Joan say, I feel happy and I know that's fine. 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 Get up and fight, go raise an army, ride red into the night.
Australian folk family, the Fagans, from their CD Turning Fine, and that was Joan of Arc on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
Where tonight it's mostly about the sea, and certainly a bit like Gone to America. A lot of people who came out to this country in the early days came against their will. Botany Bay, classic song that tells us about that, and here's a fairly dreamy interpretation of it. It's Bush Gothic and Botany Bay.
If I had wings, if I had wings, I'd fly to my honey love. I'd fly to my honey
song that's often done as a romping, stomping, clapping your hands, stamping your feet song, but done beautifully there by Bush Gothic from their Natural Selection Australian Songbook at Botany Bay, of course, a song we all learnt in primary school. Well, right now, it's time to look at what's on for our friends, the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And a great concert coming up on Thursday, the 1st of July. This coming, well, that's tomorrow, really, isn't it? Yeah. The New Graces, wonderful trio of three women singing beautiful harmonies, beautiful songs that all three of them write and play on. Just great band. Go along and see them. The New Graces, 8 o'clock, the Royal Exchange in Bolton Street. And check out Facebook for that one.
And this coming Saturday, it's the club night for the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And Phil Bates, you are performing there.
I've heard of him. He's good.
Songs of Protest. So quoting Arlo Guthrie, if you want to end war and stuff, you got to sing loud. So all that's coming your way on Saturday evening, and audience participation is always welcome. 7:30 at the Uniting Church Hall, 178 Glebe Road, Merriweather.
Also on Saturday, the third, the Morpeth Celtic session, and of course celebrating the winter solstice, which has just passed us. All are welcome to come and play and enjoy Celtic music between 2 and 5 at the Commercial Hotel Swan Street in Morpeth.
And recent programs of classic folk are available for you to nurfm.com.au, the classic folk page. You'll find lists of the songs we play. You can send us an email, folk@nurfm.com. And coming up now, we usually like to feature a local artist. And Peter Allsop it is this time. And it's a tune played on Neil's guitar. And something that many people say to the people who are going off by sea. Farewell, Peter Allsop. From Peter Allsop on Neil's guitar. And you heard it on 2NURFM's Classic Folk.
Returning to the sea next, and an unaccompanied song from the kings of unaccompanied British music anyway, Coop, Boys and Simpson. And it's not so much a sea shanty as the sort of songs that sailors used to sing sort of in the evening when they were sort of gathering around. It's called Shallow Brown, and I reckon it's from an American seafaring tradition, and before the Civil War, because there's a line in there that says, "Master's going to sell me." So have a listen, see what you think. Shallow Brown from Coop, Boys and Simpson coming up next.
Oh, I'm going to leave her. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. Oh, I'm going to leave her. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. Ship on board a whaler. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. I'm going
on a ship on board a whaler.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
bound away to St. George's.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
bound away to St. George's.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
love you well, Juliana.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
I love you well, Juliana.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
master's going to sell me.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
master's going to sell me.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
sell me to a Yankee.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
he's gonna sell me to a Yankee.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
sell me for a dollar.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
a great big Spanish dollar.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
gonna cross them Chile mountains.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
I'm gonna pump them silver fountains.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
oh, I'm going to leave her.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown,
oh, I'm going to leave her.
Shallow, oh, shallow brown.
Well, those voices, the equivalent, I think you'd say, of a whole orchestra pretty well. So that was Shallow Brown from Coop, Boys and Simpson, reminding us of songs of the sea.
And still on the sea. In fact, a legendary part of the sea that when you're sailing out of Great Britain, you usually, if you're heading south, have to cross the Bay of Biscay. And it's notoriously rough and bumpy and not a very pleasant place to be on the sea. Kevin Dempsey and Rosie Carson have this song called The Bay of Biscay.
Dear, where are those blushes?
Dear, lots of songs of lament like that one, The Bay of Biscay, from Kevin Dempsey and Rosie Carson, all to do with the sea, which is what we've been, I suppose, celebrating, commemorating, whatever, tonight on Classic Folk on 2NURFM. Well, it's just about time for us to go.
It is.
So yeah. I'll say goodbye. Thanks for your company tonight. I'm Jane Klein and hope to see you again next week.
We'll leave you with two slip jigs from Scottish, now living in America, guitarist Tony McManus. The first one's The Lock of a Dance, and the second one is Chloe's Passion, and he says of Chloe's Passion, written by Dr. Angus MacDonald, inspired by a huge portrait of a French nude in a Melbourne bar. Interesting where and when the muse can strike. My name's Phil Bates. Thanks for your company. Enjoy the music, and we'll see you again next week.